Hi everyone, and welcome to the 14th episode of Pod Appetit. This week we're at Columbus Circle at Nougatine, but before we start talking about that, a little podcast housekeeping. Please rate and review this podcast if you can, or send any feedback or suggestions to our email, which is hello@podappetit.com. And if you haven't already, do subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, or whatever your favourite podcasting platform may be. And please follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Pod Appetit. Okay, with that all out of the way, let's get on with our first review. Jean-Georges von der Richten owns and operates about 300 restaurants around the world. Okay, that's a slight exaggeration. It's only 17 in the US and another 14 elsewhere, but the man is prolific. He made his culinary mark by artfully combining Asian flavourings with classical French cooking, and that remains his trademark. Not all his restaurants have been, or are, great. Spice Market was hit and miss, and the trio of restaurants in the ABC Carpet and Home don't always hit the spot. But the crown jewel of Jean-Georges' empire has long been, and still remains, his eponymous establishment right by Central Park, though rather unfortunately situated on the ground floor of the Trump International Hotel at Columbus Circle. Still, Jean-Georges is a lovely restaurant. It did lose its third Michelin star last year, but it's still one of the best fine dining experiences you can have in the city. Attached to Jean-Georges is its slightly more casual and rather cheaper brother, Nougatine. They are literally closely connected. You have to walk through Nougatine to get to the Jean-Georges dining room. The promise of Nougatine is that you should be able to experience some similar fine Franco-Asian cooking, but at much lower prices. There are fewer luxury ingredients on offer. The caviar and truffles that you might expect in the room next door are absent here. But what Nougatine does offer, especially at lunchtime, is a very keenly fixed price menu. $38 buys you an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. That averages out at $12.67 per course, a potential steal. The room is bright and airy with large windows at the front end looking across Central Park West towards the park. It's attractive, if a little corporate. The decor is airport lounge, modern chic. There are no tablecloths, for example. The prefix menu is a good length. There are 5 appetizer choices, 7 entrees, though only 2 desserts. Bread was brought to our table, crunchy crust, slightly undercooked dough, and then, per a request from our resident gluten-free diner, gluten-free bread was brought. Even though it may not have been the greatest gluten-free bread ever baked, I assume it was homemade. The gesture was much appreciated. The shrimp salad with avocado and tomatoes came with some plump, delicious and fresh prawns, but was marred by a champagne vinaigrette dressing that was far too abundant and much too vinegary. This was, in fact, a recurring theme. Too many of the dishes were almost drowned in some sauce or other that overwhelmed rather than enhanced the food. So the ginger marinade, in which the classic and so pretty von der Richten tuna tartare and avocado, topped with slivers of spicy radish, again was too much for the otherwise well-seasoned and nicely textured fish. And the endive and pear salad, while once again sporting impeccable ingredients, ripe pears, good brie, had too much of the black pepper buttermilk dressing. None of this was fatal for any of these appetizers, but it was frustrating. All they had to do was ease off on the dressings and we would have had nothing to complain about. For our entrees, the veal milanese came nestled under a mountain of shaved parmesan and was served atop some escarole with pecans and lemon. Maybe, continuing the previous theme, there was too much lemon, or perhaps the escarole had just been allowed to sweat for a few moments too long, as the greens were strangely wet when you lifted the milanese up to inspect them. But the veal was perfectly cooked, tender and moist, while the breadcrumbs on the outside were the perfect shade of a nutty brown and made a nice crackle as you cut through it. The roasted hake and roasted chicken were 2 more pictures on a plate. You should definitely check out the official Pod Appetit Instagram feed this week. A nice melding of colour, design and function. They were well prepared, tasted good, and were both satisfying if unexciting. The two desserts we could choose from were a warm chocolate cake, a perennial on this menu, with vanilla ice cream, rich and gooey of a little 1990s, and a generous slice of apple pie with cinnamon ice cream. The fruit was generous and sweet, though the pie crust was not crispy enough for my taste. Neither of these were good options for our gluten-free dining companion, though. She was initially offered a plate of fruit, which, while undoubtedly devoid of gluten, did not excite. So, instead, she was offered the passion fruit pavlova from the real menu. This was the visual showstopper of the meal, a white meringue ovoid placed on a white plate with a drizzle of passion fruit pulp. It looked like an oversized egg, and lo and behold, when you cracked the shell, a ball of yolk-like yellow passion fruit ice cream was revealed. It was a fantastic presentation, and the elements of the dish were tasty and well executed, but it lacked one crucial element that the word pavlova implies: thick whipped cream. It's the cream that creates that special Pavlovian alchemy between the meringue and the fruit. Without it, it's less than half the dish. The cream should have been there, and it could have been. Surely it would have worked perfectly as a fake egg white. It sounds like I'm griping, and for sure the meal was not perfect. But we had a very nice time at Nougatine, and the prefix is truly great value. One of the best lunch deals in Manhattan that I'm aware of. You should definitely go, but be warned, you will pay through the nose for everything that isn't part of the prefix. Most unprofessionally, I have to admit that I have mislaid the itemized check since we were at Nougatine, but to the best of my recollection, the bottle of Badois was around $10, and then a second was brought to and opened at the table without our requesting it. And nor were we informed that we would be charged extra for the pavlova. That came in at around $15, I think. So watch out for the extras, and keep an eye on the sauces and vinaigrettes. I hope it was just an over-enthusiastic sous chef in the kitchen that has now reined him or herself in. But notwithstanding that, if you're willing to spend a reasonable amount of money on food that, at its worst, brushes up against the very good, then you should swing by Nougatine. Just close your eyes and hold your nose as you walk under that giant, ugly Trump sign. 4 stars. I hope you enjoyed that. Final reminder to please follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and to subscribe to us through your favourite podcasting platform. And please do rate and review, etc. It really does help. We're taking a little time off from all that eating for the moment, but we will be back after Thanksgiving. And we'll see you then. In the meantime, happy eating and pod appetit!